to re-adjourn.
Motion to restart the meeting.
I do.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so, we do not have any minutes. We do not have any discussion on capital projects.
Ed handled what he had done in 2019.
We have no minutes to approve. We do have an ordinance to introduce, and that is 2020-005. That's an ordinance of the City of Ventnor, amending Chapter 126, Flood Hazards of the City Code of the City of Ventnor.
I can go a little bit in that, if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
So, what that one is about, it affects our CRS rating.
Okay.
Our community rating system for flood insurance. I talked to both Jimmy, and then I reached out to Jim Rotella. He kind of coordinates that for us. And Dino, I spoke to him as well. So, what that is going to do, it amends our ordinance to better qualify us over the next 3 to 4 years. We're trying to get that rating down to a 4. And that's part of it. There's some zones in here, flood zones that are not quite what they need to be, so we're changing that. And some definitions here and there, so that's a lot of what's happening. It's somewhat consistent with everybody else in the Barrier Island.
Perfect. Okay, we do not have any public hearings or adoptions of ordinances tonight. We do have a list of resolutions, and I will go through them, and we can discuss them as we go through each one. First resolution is 2020-110, and that is to refund a deposit for the community building.
I'll be abstaining.
And you will be abstaining from that because it's your business. Any other comments on that? We're good? Okay. So we're gonna approve that by itself, and then we have resolutions that we will approve by consent. The first one is 2020-111, and that is a street opening hardship. 110 South Melbourne Avenue. That's what we form for over.
Yes, this is just the final adopting of that hardship. And just to speak on that briefly, we're working through it with Tim and Ed and Lisa to streamline that process. The decision will be left to our city engineer and not have to bring people out to a public hearing and do all this stuff. It can be done administratively through Ed's office. I'm very comfortable with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you brought that up last time. Absolutely.
So that's what we're working towards. So these might be the last ones of these we would see. Hopefully.
Yeah.
That ordinance should be on for introduction at the next meeting.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
All right.
Pardon.
Next resolution is 2020-112, and that is another street opening hardship that they've already gone through the whole process and this is final.
Yep.
Okay. Next resolution is 2020-113, and that is a salary change for Melinda Kaplan. She is the coordinator of the senior center for the ride that the senior center provides for our residents, and we're bringing her up to the minimum wage hourly rate. Any discussion on that? No? Lance?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm having trouble finding the right resolutions in our discussion in our house.
I'm on
these are all numbered 295 and 296. Okay. Resolution 2019. Yeah. So.
Close it out. No, that's
the agenda. That's the agenda. Sorry, technical issue. Okay, now, I'm reading these things, why is this different?
Sorry, he has the wrong one.
Okay, thank you.
The next resolution is 2020-114, and that is authorizing certain street closures for the Atlantic City Marathon. I don't think that's self-explanatory.
And it also may be canceled.
Okay.
What's going on with these events? But we're taking precautions.
Right, we have to try to because it makes a good bit of process, especially
for the next group is the number of those types of things.
Next is 2020-115, that's another resolution authorizing certain closures for and no parking during the Ironman event. That's self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
The next is 2020-116, and this is authorizing no parking at CB from surrounding streets from Thursday, September 10th through Monday, September 14th, and that is for us to have the Downbeat Season Festival come back for the second year, which was a great success last year, bringing over 6,000 people into the city of Akron. Anything on that?
No.
Okay. The next is 2020-117, and again, that is for street closures for the April Fool's Half Marathon, which I, you know, may be canceled, but we're good with that?
Yes.
All right. The next is 2020-118, and again, for parking and street closures for the Bungalow Beach Run, scheduled for June 20th of this year.
Okay.
You good?
Yep.
Next is 2020-119, again, parking lanes, parking for the Kenny Whalen Memorial Scholarship Run, which is held on Memorial Day weekend, I think on that Sunday, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're good with that? And then 2020-120 is certain closures and no parking for the Rock and Roll Marathon event. This is something new, correct?
Correct.
And there may be some changes.
I think they postponed because they may not be.
They may not go. Okay.
As well.
All right.
They're listening to the funny, but they're not.
A lot of people run.
A lot of running down the hall.
They're going through Riverland City.
Yes. The next 2020-121 is a resolution, same thing with the no parking for our annual holiday parade, which is in December.
First Saturday
in December, hopefully we'll be okay with that. Next is 2020-122, and that is closing out an escrow account, as Al mentioned earlier. 2020-123, again, closing out a escrow account. 2020-124, another escrow account getting closed out.
We're
128. It's happening at 128.
Yes, all the way to 128, or escrow account, but
okay.
Omit 2020-126, because yes. That would be double.
Yes.
It was typed in twice. Okay? And then resolution 2020-129 is authorizing a change order for the Winchester Avenue drainage improvements, and I have the name next to there, A. Do you mind briefing us on that quickly?
Yes, Mayor. This is the drainage project on Winchester Avenue at Washington and also at New Haven. It's a change order increasing the contract by $47,600. It represents about a 12% increase in that contract, and it is for additional pipe crossings, change in material. We had to go with, because of all the utilities in Winchester Avenue, we had to change the diameter of the pipe, change the material of the pipe to ductile iron, which has a thinner wall, so that we could squeeze the pipes in between all these utilities that exist in Winchester Avenue. We had to do it at Washington, and we had to do it in but we managed to complete the project in terms of the drainage pipe. Had to throw in about 4 or 5 extra runs of the pipe so that we could handle the flow. But that's what had happened.
Just to clarify, instead of one pipe going across that's larger, we had to do 3 or 4 in some cases. Smaller ones, side by side, but same volume of water across.
Okay. Thank you. The next resolution 2020-130, and this one is Al. Hopefully, you just talk about this quickly. You're just amending the 2020 temporary budget.
Right. We'd like to introduce the budget to the next council meeting as soon as we show it to all the commissioners. This is just the because our temporary budget from January is now starting to run low, we need to amend it.
I got it. Oh, okay. So you're increasing?
Yeah, we're increasing.
So we can spend that
quarter for the month between the adoption.
I got you. Okay, great. The next is 2020-131, and Ed, this is for you. I think Ernie mentioned it, but we're going out to rebid the chlorination. Am I right?
That is correct, Mayor. This is a rebid. We had received bid for the chlorine conversion at the main plant, which is our public works yard. In the original bid, we were replacing a small block room that has the current chlorination system, and we're building a slightly larger, a 10 by 8, it's a very small room. And the bids at that time came in over $450,000. We rejected the bids. We're going with the existing room, making some smaller modifications, and the bid came in almost $200,000 less. So we are recommending the board, as Ernie said earlier in his report, this is our last plan to change from gas chlorine to a tablet form. It's a safer means to provide disinfection in our water.
Great. Thank you.
You should, I would suggest both the mayor and Commissioner Kriebel take a look at what's been installed already. A pretty impressive system.
Yeah.
So it's one neat line.
How long?
Yeah.
It's all lined up.
Yeah.
Perfect. And the last resolution by consent is Resolution 2020-131, and this is, and this is again under you, this is awarding the Sosh Architect contract for
yes,
the pier.
Yes, ma'am. This is for contract administration services for the construction of the restroom, bathroom, and office building. This will allow Sosh to conduct a pre-construction meeting, review submittals, handle RFIs that come up during the project, and get us towards completion.
Great.
Really to help expedite the
process.
So we're ready for the summer.
Perfect. And then we will, so we're done with the resolutions. The next thing we will approve, as we may need to see like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will have approval of bills and payrolls. We do not have any discussion items, I don't think. Am I correct?
Excuse me, we have two.
Oh, we have two. It's the street opening.
Yeah, we're just going to do them, have you guys look at them just in case if there was a reason why the ordinance didn't go through. We don't anticipate that happening,
okay.
But in case. So we just have two tonight for your
okay.
approval.
So we'll jump on that now, right?
Yeah,
but
don't
leave yet.
These are both the result of us requiring them to open the street up to put in new connections to the sewer.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
So this is something, again, we're asking them to do.
Right. So they should have to go through this two-month process.
Kind of forcing them to do it,
right?
Because it's better for our system, it's better for them to serve their homes,
right?
It's better for our system as well. So this is something I would support it as a waiver from the
right. And they won't have to go through this process we followed thus far.
Hopefully,
have the order.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Now can Ed be dismissed?
I think so.
Okay. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah. Have a nice
day. Welcome. Next, we will have a public portion where anyone in the public can get up to the microphone, state your name and address, and this is the public portion where you would discuss or question what we've discussed so far, not something totally off our agenda. There will be another portion at the end of the meeting for that, okay? So do I have a motion to open to the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As I said, if you're in from the public, you want to speak, come up to the microphone, then you have to wait. Sorry, I go fast. I'll be fast. Anyone else? Okay, I don't see anyone from the public. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't get your eye.
Aye, sorry.
That's okay. Okay, now we're in the voting part of our regular meeting. So, as I said, first thing on the agenda, we do not have any minutes to approve. We do have the ordinance to introduce, amending Chapter 126, which is the flood hazard, and
yes.
The CRS and all that. Okay, so do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2020-005.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any public hearings tonight. We do not have any adoptions of any ordinances. We have Resolution 2020-110, refunding the deposit to the community building to LB Langria and Associates.
Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance? I mean, the resolution, sorry. Approve the resolution.
Motion to approve the resolution.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Abstain.
Mayor Holtzman?
Approve. I mean, yes, I'm sorry. Okay, next we have resolutions to approve by consent, 2020-111 to 2020-132, omitting 2020-126, which is just a double entry. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions by consent?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2020-111 through 132, omitting 126.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our bills and payrolls. Our CFO, Al, will you please give us those totals?
Yes, the bill list for this meeting is $917,924.16. And our payroll that was just run is $500,467.31.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated by the CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Now, our next item is announcement and safety report. So, I think you're going to just read it?
No.
Is that what it
is? We're good.
Okay. Any other announcements?
No, I think we covered it during the workshop.
Okay, great. Yeah, the department has covered all. Okay. Right.
Public comment?
Yes. Okay, now, we have, now is the public comment portion, where you can get up and state your name and address and speak on any topic. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public comment.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. See, I told you I would read that.
Thank you. My name is Sharon Spitzer, and I live at the corner of Richards and Winchester Avenue. I think I'm asking this question for a lot of people who are concerned. A lot of people are questioning the $1 million that Atlantic City High School wants from the vendor. And I don't know if the Margate students go to the Atlantic City High School.
They do.
Are they requesting the same
yeah.
Margate?
Yes.
Not the same amount.
No. Same per student.
Yes, cost per student.
But there's a different number of students.
Right, okay. And what is the amount per student? You know?
The amount now is $19,019.
That's what we pay now?
No, right. That's the new amount.
Oh, the new amount.
The old amount is $16,691, I think.
So now
it's a $2,300 difference, and I'll be happy to give you an update on that, of where we are with it. Okay?
And Margate pays the same amount, they just have fewer students.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what the standing of the Atlantic City High School is in the state as pertains to students' accomplishments, their standardized tests?
It varies in the school. Let me just backtrack to your original question, the $1 million. The $1 million, first of all, it's actually a two-part dollar equation. Half of it is the increase. We have about 200 students there. So half of that $1 million is the cost for the students to go there, inclusive of the new increase. The other half of the $1 million is a credit that we have to absorb. The way they do the formula, the whole tuition formula. So that's the $1 million. Just so you know where we are. I have reached out to the superintendent of the Lansing Public Schools, and I think what day it was, March 4th? I left a message, he was on vacation. I was assured he would give me a call back the following Monday. I did not hear from him. I waited until Wednesday. I sent him an email, and my email was brief, but serious. I said, I left you a message. We need to talk, this is a serious issue. Please give me a call as soon as possible, and I gave my number, and I have yet to hear it. So after a few days, I don't wait too long, after a few days, we, the city of Ventnor, did an open request. In the request is three years of their budget, 3 years of their audit, 3 years of their financials, three years of their capital improvements. Now along with that, I wanted to set up a meeting where I already had Senator DiMaggio and Senator Chris Brown willing to accompany me and go to the meeting, because I want to know exactly how they came up with that $2,300. They need to explain to us how did they derive that. Okay, so that's that. The other thing, which I know is going to go out on a limb, but I did briefly speak to Marie about that, this, and I got 4 years to try to get the city of Ventnor students out of Atlantic City High School as a sending district. That, and that's where we're going to go. Because, and the ratio, because Ventnor is such a great community and it is so diverse, that our student body being pulled out of that school will not hurt their student ratio standards and, you know, with the
demographics.
The demographics. So, that's where we are right now with a million. I can also tell you, and anyone else that was wondering and asking, part of the school budget, that was a big chunk, but they also had an increase in just the city's budget, you know, the city, the school budget, Ventnor. That needs to be cut. The commissioners and I spoke loud and clear the last 2 years, and last year we were very loud that they need to reduce their administrative staff. They have the same administrative staff there that they had 12 years ago with over 1,000 students, now it's down to 600 and something. So they're top heavy. We made that loud and clear. When I looked at the budget, I reached out to the board president and vice president, and I made it very clear that looking at the budget, they have retired teachers, and I see that they want to refill them. I said, there's no reason to refill them, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And I also see a few new positions, and that needs to be pulled out of your budget. And the reason they don't need to refill them is because I took a look at the class size of every group. And there's two grades, I should say, that they don't need. If there's four classes, they could go down to three classes. When you have 14 children in a classroom, you don't need four classes of 14, you can go to three. There is one grade that actually probably needs another class. They have too many children in there. So the school budget is not going to come, we are not going to approve a tax levy that is going to hurt the citizens as was thrown out there in the paper. And I'm not going to talk out of school, I'm going to talk honest. The business administrator from the school did not calculate the tax increase properly. She was inaccurate, even the way it is with the 1.4 million added. That 8.7 cents that put people in a panic and ready to put their house up for sale was inaccurate. So it is not going to be that, it is going to get down as low as possible. And I am going to fight long and hard with the Atlantic City School Board to find out why. Why is it an increase?
Do we know the ratings of the school?
I see different ratings. I don't know how to compare it to all the other schools. I have to say though, Atlantic City High School, I've lived here my whole life, has always been a very good high school. I really do believe they provide superior education to the students. And but they have some other issues. You know, I do know that, I can tell you one thing, that every year the top 10, a lot of the top 10 are children that come out of Benton. One year there was 5 out of 10. And they get scholarships, and they get into the best universities in the country. They do. They get into the best universities, am I right? You know that? Yeah, they do. The students from Atlantic City High get into the best universities, and I think that I think it's almost overall all the public schools. So my son goes there.
There's a function of that, though. So those schools don't know that Atlantic City has a feeding district of Ventnor, Margate, and Longport. They see an urban school. They see a kid getting really good grades coming out of that honor system. They say, well, look at this kid. Let's bring him in. So there's a little bit that skews that a little bit.
Right.
I agree they go to great schools, and that's you know, attributed to the school.
Right.
But also, they get a little bit of benefit from coming out of that urban environment.
Exactly.
I've been told that Longport children go to...
They go to Ocean City now.
They go to Ocean City, yeah.
The 8 or 10 of them that go.
Yeah, they petition to get be pulled out as a sending district. So I know I'm not an attorney, but I'm sure it's a long, and it could be an expensive process, but you know, it's something that I think we need to do if they're going to continue to increase our tuition, and they're going to have to explain why. You know, I'm actually very disturbed that I have not gotten a return phone call.
It's disrespectful.
It is, or an email.
Luckily, though, the school board president, he has stayed in constant communication with me, and our sending district representative, who's also our vice president for Vetho School, I've stayed in contact with her. So I have to get, and they're on board. And the new president for Atlantic City School Board, he actually just took the position. He has always been an advocate for the Down Beach communities. So we got that on our side. So we're working on it.
Okay, I'm going to ask in the same vein, I'm going to ask a very politically incorrect question. Do we know how many of the children from Ventnor who attend the Atlantic City High School are children of illegal aliens?
I have no idea.
I can honestly.
We wouldn't know that. We wouldn't know that.
Will the new census point any of that out?
If they answer it properly, you know, I mean. It doesn't tag you.
Going back to your first round of questions, if I could, what I would do, I'm going to encourage everybody I know in Ventnor to send their kids to ACIT, which is a charter school. I met with Phil Gunther last week and asked him, what can we do to get more kids out of Ventnor into ACIT?
He said
Atlanta County Institute of Technology. So
it's like,
I'm sorry?
It's in Maysland.
So to send a child there from Ventnor right now, it costs about $8,000, maybe $8,500. But they also have about 2,000 applicants each year, and they only take about 400 or 500 freshmen each year.
Right.
So it's an application process. You have to get in. I said, how can we expand that number? They're trying to do that. So the county and ACIT is right now applying for a grant to expand that school, to put more kids in there. And I'm saying, look, can you use part of our building? We got a lot of empty classrooms there. You know, do something. We have to do everything we can to get, one, our kids educated properly. That's most important. But second, at a reasonable cost. There's other tuition that can be paid to other institutions in this county that I could send three kids to that school for the one that we send to Atlantic City High School. That's awful.
Right.
That's just awful. Atlantic City got $17.5 million from the state as part of their education budget. Where's that?
Additional. They got $17 million.
That's more this
year. So that's my question.
Where's that money?
We're going to fight the fight.
We're not rolling over.
No. Thank you. Not at all.
Okay. Another question. Are there any plans to spruce up the business district around, I guess it must be 6,400, you know, where?
Yes, that's when I spoke to our code officer. So I know there's some businesses, facade.
Yeah, I'm not just thinking of that one.
Oh, you're talking about like cuckoo stuff.
Yeah.
You're talking about like
cuckoo
plants and things?
To make it more cohesive, to make it look less junky.
I got you.
Okay.
We can
maybe
talk to it's a terrible eyesore. And the people who come to visit.
I don't agree that it's a terrible hassle. But we've applied for grants.
Right.
You know, it's expensive to do that. The three blocks we did in North Beach was all in about $1.3 million. So it's very expensive to do that kind of stuff. We applied again this year. We got denied. We'll apply again next year. We'll keep doing that. We will get property maintenance on the building owners. We do that. And if they don't comply, they get fined. So we're working towards getting it improved. Right now, Atlantic County is going to be digging up a lot of Ventnor Avenue in the next 2 years to be doing street intersection improvements, traffic signals, handicap ramps, things of that. So you don't want to do too much knowing that project's coming. So.
It just reminds me of something. I was at a couple intersections where there was a traffic light and a stop sign.
So they're, I'll let Mr. Creeble handle.
They're meant as an emergency measure.
I'm sorry.
They're meant as if the traffic signal goes down, they're usually folded up. It wouldn't be.
If they were visible, and as I was going out, I thought, do I stop or wait?
No.
It was very confusing.
The light is green and then there's stop
sign. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a fold down. There are fold down signs that are there. There's a problem with the intersection with signal line.
That they're put up at that time or?
It shouldn't have been that. Makes mess.
And what is, I have another question, what are the requirements to receive a homestead remain?
Not through us, it's the state.
That's through the state.
The state?
Right, but then what they do, what we do here is senior. Yeah, and then you can check with our Margaret Pack, and they'll see our tax, and let us know.
We have the forms down in the tax office, but it has $800 in state.
I love living in Ventnor.
Great, and you know what, I love having you tonight, you need to come to our meeting.
The police have helped me, the EMTs have helped me, everybody, not just everybody. The art center, there's so much to do here, people say, what do you do there in the winter? You can keep busy all the time.
Yes, you're right. Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming out.
Anyone else in the public like to speak?
Ken Brescher, 117 North Somerset. I have a few things to comment on, but I asked you to go before the police, because I noticed at the last meeting, I watched the tape, and it's been done this way for years, you asked for name and address. I'm not so sure it's a good idea for a police officer to give his address. That maybe they should use 6201 Atlantic Avenue. I'm not sure it's a good idea to use our home address, or that the commission should ask for it, because they're police officers and deal with.
You know, I mean, we can ask Tim, but if the police officer comes here and speaks, then under Public Meeting Act, they have to state their name and their address.
Maybe Atlantic Avenue Board of Freeholders just ask for their city. And I think you should ask for this, what city they're from, so you know if it's a Ventnor resident or constituent, or somebody from the outside expressing their opinion. But I'm not so sure that the address.
Officers to just state their city.
Their city.
Not their street address.
You mean our police officer, there's somebody from another city and we don't know who they are.
Well, no, only for police officers, I think what former Mayor Brescher is referring to is safety. So they can say the town they're from, they don't have to give their street address.
And again, following up on that, obviously the city's very concerned about safety. The mayor's office is, you know, basically in a lockdown situation, and I understand that. Listen, Chief Biagi tonight, a lot of the buildings are going to be in a lockdown. I'm just not sure in this world why anybody, and again, with the internet, they can get an address, but we should make it easier that when I stand up tonight, that I need to give my address. You know, saying that I'm from Ventnor should suffice for any resident, not just a police officer. I definitely think for them, but for anybody else, I think just the city they're from, so you know if it's a constituent or not. In this day and age, in this world, I don't know if we want to make it easier for where people live. So, just my idea, but I have some other things, but I have to go before the police so that they can give their address.
Thank you.
You can get the addresses for non-police officers. The police officers can simply give their name.
Yes, good evening. My name is Dennis Pugles from Paramount Builders. I'm not sure if that's the right time to address. We have applied for a resolution for a street opening permit, and it was not announced.
Which one?
What address? It was 6 South Rosebery.
Yeah, 6 South. That was on, yeah.
Okay.
So discussion brief with Dennis, and we met before. I was on the BNI group with you.
Yeah.
A while back. Welcome. Good to see you.
Same here, thank you.
And you're still in business, so that's a good thing.
I'm trying to.
So that, what's going to happen, that we had our brief discussion on it. And because we're asking the residents there to make that repair, this will come up on our agenda at our next meeting.
Yes, sir.
But it may also be superseded by a new ordinance that would eliminate this process. This process right now is a little cumbersome. It takes 2 meetings to get through. Mm-hmm. We're going to work it through our city engineer, where it's going to need administrative approval down the road. So this, for right now, is on our agenda to be voted on at the next meeting, but it also may become moot because we may do it administratively.
When I spoke to Al last week, he said after the 12th meeting that takes place today, you know, I have to go to the city, I believe, clerk, and get a name of the residents within 200
right.
feet radius, and then start mailing out the letters.
Correct.
That was before we knew we were going
to so hopefully you won't have to do all that work.
So if you call us tomorrow, we'll explain everything with you.
Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. Good seeing you again.
Thank you.
Mario Tisha. I'm the vice president for the PBA of 97. I'm in Richland, New Jersey. Leading Mayor Holtzman, members of Mission, and citizens of Ventnor. At our last meeting, we requested the removal of the deputy chief's position be tabled so the commission and the members of the Ventnor City PBA could meet and discuss the matter privately. Graciously, you have did what we requested. We would just like to know when you or members of the commission would like to meet with us. Our PBA president has made requests the same, but has not been given specific dates or times, and the timeline for the OPA request has been beyond the timeline.
Let Marie answer first.
As far as the OPA goes, we have all the documents, and Al and myself have also reached out, and we left a message with Homie. And he told me he was going to be on vacation, and we tried his phone number, and he has not called back. So we were in compliance, and we have the information, just nobody has come in to pick up the documents.
And now Maria.
And Patty Cassiora has been talking with Homie about finding a time that's mutually good for all of us, myself, Tim, and you guys, or him. I'm not sure who's coming to the meeting. He's at the range this week.
At the range.
Yeah. And I wasn't available this morning. I think this morning he may have been available, but I wasn't. So it's not on tonight's agenda so that we have an opportunity to meet with you and talk to you about whatever you want to talk to us about.
Okay.
So she's trying to coordinate that with him. I'm not sure where she stands, but I know it was difficult because I think he's at the range. I wasn't there this morning. So I guess she's trying, you know, maybe they're trying for next week unless he's on vacation. I don't know.
So with all due respect, we, the commission and the administrative staff, it was requested, and I know he reached out to me, and at that time I told him he needed to go to Commissioner Creeble because he is the Commissioner of Rural Public Safety, and we've done our part, the OPA request, and trying to set up a meeting, and there seems like there might be a little communication gap where he's not giving you and your members the information. We have it, and we're trying to set up a meeting, but we are not at fault that it didn't happen yet.
Can I ask a question of our clerk? Can you give that to someone who didn't request it? Can they send someone else to come pick it up?
We did tell Homie that, because he did tell us, and we said, we'll just send somebody down from the police department. Okay. And he said, okay, so we'll call you and let you know, and he said, okay.
Okay. Send somebody down to...
Yeah, it's been ready.
Okay, Max, so you need to... You know what you need to do.
I made my schedule very open for the days for Florida night.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Tim Crozier, Ventnor City. Mr. Langbrecht, you mentioned about ACIT, and it's a very good suggestion. If you recall, at the last school board of estimates meeting, I actually spoke and encouraged the school to do everything that they could to make sure that our students were aware of ACIT and that they could apply there. And I also suggested at that time that somebody take it to look at the number of students that were being applied from Ventnor to ACIT and those that were being accepted and compare them to other municipalities, other school districts, to make sure Ventnor was getting its fair.
They were. I had that conversation with the
was that ever done? Or?
So I don't know if the school board did it. I had a meeting with Phil Gunther last Thursday, asked him that question. He got back to me. He sent me a text with the number in there. I had to look it up. But we get a fair amount of kids in there.
I know.
But I want to increase it because it's cheaper.
I would compare that to other cities to make sure that
it's pretty equal,
that we're getting our fair share.
It is. I think it's pretty equal. I didn't ask about the other schools. I'm more concerned about our kids. I offered up space in our school for them to have classes there because if they need space, they're full.
Yeah, they're applying for that grant.
Yep. And I would encourage, you know, other municipalities have questioned the counties, you know, applying for that grant. If they don't apply for it and don't get it, someone else will. So apply for the grant, see if they can get it to expand that facility, It's a phenomenal facility out there. The kids that come out of there are going to top schools in the country. I sit on their academy of math engineering and science. I promote it as much as I can. One of the years, I'm going to say about 3 years ago, a kid got a full ride to MIT. Mm-hmm. Another kid, I watched his capstone project, and he ended up going to the Air Force Academy to study aeronautical engineering. So they put kids in a place where they can really get an education out there. I encourage kids to go there. It's not the vo-tech that we knew as kids, but it also has that. And that's not a slight for a kid that wants to learn how to fix a car, bang a nail, be a carpenter, be an electrician. I mean, there's jobs. Lansing Electric is going to be shy of 300 people on their staff that are electricians in the next 5 years. So there's opportunities there. Yeah.
It's a great program.
It is.
College isn't for everybody.
No.
Nope.
And may I, on a personal level, Zachary graduated 2 years ago. I think every student in his grade that applied to ACIT got in, got accepted. And I'm almost positive everyone from the Ventnor School that applied last year's graduating class got into ACIT.
Great. Good.
And they take, they want the good students, no discipline, but I'm almost positive the ones that apply, I think they all get in, if not all, probably 99%.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great.
Great to hear.
It is.
And the other thing is, what's the status of the deputy chief position? It's not on the agenda tonight. Is it going to be?
Well, as you heard Mario speak, they requested after that meeting, they reached out to me and asked to meet with me, and I explained that it's under Commissioner Creeble, and to reach out to Commissioner Creeble and our administrator because they want to discuss it. And heard.
Right.
To try to schedule, but the president was at the range. The president of PBA was at the range, so he wasn't available. We had the Oprah. She reached out to him and said they're available, and he hasn't picked them up or sent anyone. So that's the status.
All right, thank you. And the last thing is that it was said at the last meeting that it's within the chief's contract to set the organizational structure, said by the commissioner. Can somebody tell me what part of his contract and the lines of that?
I think it's his title. Not so much the contract, his civil service title.
Yeah, I think those words were incorrect. It's the city that sets the organizational chart. I think he was talking about filling the positions in as far as who gets, his recommendations as far as who gets promoted, things like that. Not that he would do it, but he would have a part of it.
Because it was said, if I'm not mistaken, that it was chief's, within the chief's purview, I think was the word he used, a prerogative to set the organizational chart.
I think that was it.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Okay. All right.
I think that goes along with any department or just management, period. Sure. Management has the right to manage.
Yeah. No, I just was concerned because it said it was under the contract.
Right. Yeah. No.
I couldn't find it in the contract, so I just wanted to understand.
Right. Contract.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
No executive session.
No executive session.
Motion to adjourn?
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Have a great weekend, everyone.